On Sunday, August 25th, FilmStreams welcomes acclaimed actor Paul Giamatti for Feature 8, the latest fundraising gala in support of the nonprofit's mission programs. Joining him in conversation at the Holland Performing Arts Center will be FilmStreams board member Alexander Payne, reuniting the pair on the 15th anniversary of Sideways, their Oscar and other award-winning collaboration. And with us right now, live and local, is Paul Giamatti. Paul, thank you so much for joining us today. We really do appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You know, in introducing you, and I don't mean to embarrass you, but multiple Golden Globes, Emmy Awards, Screen Actors Guild Awards, Critics' Choice Awards, New York Film Critic Awards. In fact, if I continued, we wouldn't have any time for an interview. We would just go over your accolades and have to move on. So my first question is, did you have to reinforce your fireplace mantle?
I keep a lot of them in the closet because they are a little embarrassing.
Paul, how did you get into acting?
Oh, geez, that's a big question. The easiest answer I can give is I always enjoyed doing it very much. Even as a very little kid, you know, you'd get the silly little school play where people played trees and flowers and bugs and stuff, and I liked doing that. And I always loved it more than anything else.
At what point did you know you were good at it?
That's yet to come, I think, that point. I mean, I think I've gotten better at it. I certainly felt like it was something I loved so much, I didn't think much about whether I was good or bad at it, in a funny way. I just loved doing it so much.
When you were preparing for the role of John Adams, and everybody loved you in John Adams, you won an Emmy Award for it amongst many, many other awards. Because it was a historical figure, did you prepare for that role any differently than you do for any other roles?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's certainly a lot of secondary material to read. It's a funny thing when you play somebody real like that. And there's definitely a pleasure and an advantage to doing research. It can become crippling, too, at a certain point. At a certain point, I had to let go of doing too much research for that part.
A couple more things regarding Adams. When you did the research, was there anything that you found surprisingly human about him that you went, wow, really? That guy is just like...
He wasn't a very kind of marble bust, postage stamp sort of president guy. He's not on the money or anything, because in a lot of ways, he was a very neurotic, complicated person. The most interesting piece of research I got, one of the makeup guys had found online a list of every time Adams had talked about a physical ailment he had. Thousands of references. And I realized this man was a full-blown hypochondriac. And I was like, this guy, my eyes hurt, my teeth hurt, I have diarrhea, I can't sleep, my stomach hurts, my back hurts, my hair is falling out. Like, constant. He would take to his bed in a kind of physical collapse that now we would ascribe to, like, depression. This guy was a hypochondriac.
Was there anything that you found that did give that seed of heroism, the legendariness, you know, and maybe it was just making it through the darn day, right?
I think he was just making it through the darn day. I mean, there was a definite, and like I say, part of his appeal as a figure, he was a difficult guy. He was an argumentative guy. He was always like, but the heroism of the guy is simply in getting through the day and also... He was the engine of the revolution in a lot of ways.
And just think how history would have been different if he would have had antacids.
Totally. I mean, it's actually a really interesting question to think about. What did his kind of physical state have to do with... But that's always an interesting question about these people. I mean, like Lincoln sort of depression and stuff like that. It's very interesting.
Sure. Was there ever a time you showed up on a set, and director-wise, you had you starstruck?
Indeed, I have. It's not just because I'm going to show up in Omaha soon, but I definitely would say that Alexander was one of the people that the fact that I even got to sort of meet him and audition for the part was almost enough for me. I never thought I would get a part in him, but I actually get the part in the show. But he was a director that I'd seen Election, and I remember thinking, boy, if I could ever work with a guy like that, if I could work with that guy, that would be amazing. And so I was pretty bowled over to just even be able to meet him.
You also do episodic television, and you've done films. Do you have a preference between the two?
I definitely find TV very interesting. It's a combination of sort of stage and film. I like it because you're given many opportunities to get the character right. It's like theater in that you're getting the opportunity to work on it over and over again. But it's like movies in that, you know, the character is sort of... I got that reversed, actually. It's like movies in that you get the endless chance to do retakes. And it's like theater in that you get this one character to mine over and over again. See what I mean?
Yeah, I got confused.
I got confused by my own amazing formula there.
it was everybody was staggered.
Yeah.
There's not a head in the house that's not spinning right now, believe me.
Good. Right. That's what I aim. I aim to get everybody to scratch in their head. That's me.
On Sunday, August 25th, you're going to be in town for Feature 8. It's the fundraiser for FilmStreams. And FilmStreams does a fantastic job, really, of preserving the art of showing films, of being a movie house. And do you have any concerns regarding the future of film houses?
That's interesting. I was just this past weekend in Washington State on Vashon Island in the Puget Sound, and they still have a single-screen movie house there, big screen. I was amazed to see a place that still just shows one movie on one big screen. And they do some revival stuff. I don't think there's probably more than a handful of those anymore.
Oh, that's fantastic. Paul Giamatti has been our guest today on Live and Local. He's going to be here in town on Sunday, August 25th, for the Feature 8 fundraiser at FilmStreams. You can get information and tickets at filmstreams.org. Paul, thank you so much for your generosity of time today. I do appreciate it.
Well, it was a real pleasure. It was fun. Thank you very much.
Thank you.